all of us know someone who went through one of the boarding schools and stuff. And like, I mean, some of them are more unfortunate. Like, they found the one in Utah where there was like just a bunch of like bodies buried and stuff. So like, I think my grandmother was lucky to kind of get out of that. But yeah, so the reservation is not like, it's not a kind place. And I think people kind of get the wrong idea of like, oh yeah, like it's, they're like covered by like deserts and running around barefoot, when in reality it's like kind of like not a safe place.
It still hits, I don't miss it. It's go, 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 like a go, go flow. And I'm almost known. And I told y'all so, when I throw these flows, like Stroke Shimbo. And I ain't too close, it's Joe Smo Goes. And I'm on my grind, that is all the time. I do not do breaks, that's right, I stay in dry. And look, I'm back with a little bit of that, a little more cash than I came in with. Ready, that cat is out that bad, but I still ask you, the boy got skills. I don't need her, I don't need him, I don't need help with me, I got this. I can sing songs, I can spit raps, and I can do both, even do this. Word.
This episode is brought to you by Sweat Tent, the pioneers of the portable wood-burning sauna. Did you know that using the sauna 3 to 4 times per week could reduce your risk of cardiovascular disease by up to 50% and make you 60% less likely to experience Alzheimer's disease? That's why I've been a big fan of the sauna for years. But having to go to a crowded gym to do it isn't ideal. And all the at-home options are bulky and expensive. That's why I only use the Sweat Tent for my sauna needs. It's the most storable and affordable wood-burning sauna on the market. It not only takes minutes to set up, but it can reach 200 degrees Fahrenheit in 30 minutes or less. So whether you're enjoying it yourself in your backyard, with friends, or in need of a reliable sauna on the go, Sweat Tent is your best choice for the most portable, storable, and enjoyable outdoor sauna experience. All On The Stacks listeners will receive $100 off when you use code OTS. Visit sweattent.com today to get $100 off your purchase with code OTS at checkout. Again, that's sweattent.com to get $100 off with code OTS. Sweat Tent, helping you fire up your home wellness routine.
This episode is brought to you by FitAF. If you haven't already noticed, I live and breathe entrepreneurship. Whether it's launching new ventures, attending pitch meetings, or mentoring budding entrepreneurs, my schedule is jam-packed. And that's where FitAF steps in. Their menu changes weekly, offering a variety of chef-inspired meals designed by nutrition experts using only the best quality ingredients, keeping me fueled and focused. Their vast selection of meals has you covered for all types of dietary restrictions and diet plans, including keto, paleo, vegetarian, vegan, gluten-free, and more. As an On The Stacks listener, enjoy our exclusive offer. Get 20% off your first order of 7 meals or more when you use code OTS at checkout at fitafnutrition.com. Again, that's code OTS for 20% off your first order of 7 meals or more at fitafnutrition.com. Healthy meals and seamless nutrition, keeping entrepreneurs at the top of their game.
What's up, podcast? I'm your host, Bill Corcoran Jr. here in the Sweat 10 studio. Lakota Maioli, welcome to the On The Stacks podcast.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Did I say that right?
Maioli, yeah. Maioli. It's, but there's like, there's an actual like Italian term. I just got married.
Right, so yeah, congrats, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah, I was a gamble, and then I went to Maioli, but it's, I feel like I'm even saying it wrong. I think it's like Maioli, but I,
there you go.
Yeah.
Mario.
There we go. Yeah.
Like that. With you got to do, yeah, the, you have to do this. I think. It doesn't, I don't think it counts unless you do,
yeah,
so that.
Like, Maioli.
There,
yeah,
we go. There we go. All right. We got it. We got it.
Yeah.
So gamble. Yeah. So, and you're not from Northeastern Pennsylvania.
No.
Yeah. So you're not a native here.
No.
So where are you from? Where's the name Gamble come from?
So Gamble.
It's a deep question.
Yeah, it is a deep question. I don't know, actually, technically, any gambles aside from my family, which is kind of crazy.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So, yeah. But I'm originally from Salt Lake City, Utah, which weirdly, because I'm half native and half white. So Gamble is from my father's side. Yeah. And then.
So your father's side is Native American?
So my mother's side is Native American.
Your mother's side.
Yeah. And then, okay, my dad is actually originally from here. He's from Mountaintop.
How did he meet your mom?
So they were in the Navy.
Really?
Yeah. So, wow. Which is kind of funny. There's like a little bit of a, I don't know, a tussle between them on how they met. Because I guess I neither of them are telling the truth.
Like, they're both liars.
They're both liars.
Yeah, you guys are liars.
They, yeah, really are. Yeah. Yeah. I know their things.
Sorry, mom,
but,
and dad. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, mom, and, yeah, dad. But no, apparently my dad asked my mom on St. Patrick's Day, saying that, it's good luck to go out with someone on an Irish, or on like an Irish holiday, because it was, yeah, St. Patrick's Day, and come to find out I'm not Irish and nobody in our family is Irish. So don't know how that worked out. And then, yeah, there was like a boat or something. This is the other story, is that there was a boat, and I guess my dad says it was my mom. My mom says it was my dad. But basically, my mom was sleeping in one of the little, like, nooks and got woken up by, like, the captain or sergeant, I don't know, Navy things, and was like, oh, like, Sam, like, will you, or Sergeant Sam, like, will you come downstairs with me? So as he's going down the stairs, is like telling my mom, like, yeah, like, I know you're Native American and like you're super connected to like the world and the earth and like you just want everything to be okay. Walks her to the back of the ship, turns her around, is like, but what the fuck is that? And I guess there was a huge peace sign painted on the back of this Navy ship. And my mom up and down swears it wasn't her. And my dad is also says, no, that was her, because that's, I don't know who she is, but she's not. So now my dad says it was her. And then, yeah, there. And I don't know. And I guess my mom kicked his ass again. I don't know fully. Like, over the years, it's just built up its own story. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So, and then they fell in love and then had me. And then I was born in Utah. And here I am.
And here you are.
Here I am.
Here you are in Wilkes-Barre.
Here I am.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you have a really, really great product. I mean, I'm looking forward to trying it. Thank you for, you gifted me some of your product.
I kind of thought you had a tattoo, but
Might be able to use, just like a little baby might be able bit. To use the tattoo balm.
Yeah. Okay.
Old Man John's apiary. Yeah. I love the brand, by the way. It fits me. I mean, black and white.
Yes.
Yeah. I know there's maybe some other color when, you know, with the honey here. I love a good brand.
Yeah.
I love good branding.
Yeah.
And you have solid branding.
Thank you.
Yes. So I could just appreciate a brand, like a great brand, like one that's just, it's well thought out. Obviously, there's probably a little bit of a story to the name.
Yeah.
I told you my bee story before we started. I got stung like 10,000 times when I was a kid weed whacking.
Yeah.
So you didn't bring, I just got to clarify. I mean, I didn't see any flying around, but you didn't bring any with you, right?
I did not bring any. Okay. All right.
But you brought really good honey.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. So I'm, thank you again for this, by the way. My wife is also going to love it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else we got here?
So we do soap. The tattoo balm. We have like teas as well, which we started doing.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I got the tea over here too.
Yeah.
Herbal tea.
Yeah, which we do locally source as much as we can. So whatever we can grow, we do. Otherwise, if we can get it from a local supplier, we can, which we've found is kind of hard for some of the ingredients that we have. And then the rest of it we source from a fair trade organic wholesaler. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
So all right. So the tattoo bomb. Obviously, I'm interested because I have a lot of tattoos.
Yeah.
And always looking to get it, always looking to get another one. Right.
Right.
And I saw you have some too. So I'm sure you know the addiction. You know how it goes.
Yeah.
So is this something like they would put on like right after getting like a fresh tattoo? Like.
Yeah.
What's recommended?
So I mean, I originally actually how this all started, because before we started beekeeping, started with Old Man John's, the tattoo balm, an antihistamine that I didn't bring, which my bad. And then the soaps I did before we were even a brand or even started beekeeping. I'm allergic to preservatives, so that's kind of been a pain in the ass my whole
life. So is this kind of like why it all started?
Kind of.
You just want something like all natural?
Yeah, like I mean, I actually with the tattoo bombs and like the soaps and stuff, I was just doing it for myself. Like I didn't even really like think about selling them or doing them. It was just things that I did on my own because yeah, like I started to get like breakouts from certain tattoos and I just kind of noticed and I was like, fuck this, I'm just gonna like make my own, hope it doesn't get infected.
Yeah. I guess it worked out. It worked out okay.
Yeah, it balanced out. But yeah. So I was kind of worried with those. So I started doing it and then Mark, my husband, was like, yeah, why don't you go ahead and like start like making them, like once we started doing Old Man John's, like, oh yeah, like why don't you start creating the brand from itself? Yeah, and then I started selling it, and then I kind of started to realize that people were interested in the same type of, I guess, product and situation. Like, they really did want more of, like, a natural approach to things.
I think it's becoming way more popular nowadays. Yeah, there's a lot of shit out there.
There's a lot of
bad shit, yeah. Right?
And, like, we've noticed, too, just, like, I mean, like, I think I've always noticed it is just, especially being allergic to preservatives, but then... Oh, fuck. In the past, like, 10 years, things have just gotten so, so much worse to the point where it's, like, yeah, and there's, oh, like, when you start digging down, like, rabbit holes and stuff, like, there's so many things that they're able to put into products that you can't even recognize. So it's, like, natural flavors. I don't trust anything with natural flavors now because,
it's kind of just, it's, like, disguised.
Yeah, because I guess you can hold under, like, oh, my God, I think it's, like, 30,000 different chemicals you can put under natural flavorings.
Huh?
Or natural flavors, yeah.
30,000.
Yeah, okay. Again, wow. We might need to fact check
that's
this.
Okay. I mean, either way. I mean, yeah. it's
either way, yeah. It's in the thousands. I know
it's
for
a lot.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's a lot. Yeah.
Any more than a few is probably too
yeah.
many.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You so, know? Like...
So whether, even if you're off by 29,000, it's still a lot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So yeah. it's, I mean, that's what was kind of getting scary. So I think that's honestly where a lot of people, I think, started to reach out to our brand, too. Which, I mean, like... Mark was always kind of on it that it was the branding that brought people to us. But then as more and more as we started talking to people, I kind of started to notice that, like, you know, a lot of people have different ailments and a lot of people have tried things. And, like, I'm probably going to get shit for this. But, like, even with, like, going, like, traditional – or not traditional medicine. Oh, God, what's the term for it? Like – pharmaceutical medicine, I guess.
Is it Western?
Western?
I get it wrong all yeah. the time. See, I don't know, guys. Yeah. Like, forgive us here. Yeah. But yes, that.
Whatever, yeah. Yes. Whatever that is.
We know what we're talking about.
Yeah. And then, like, people, and it sucks too. And it's like, it's shitty to say, but it's like, yeah, like some people haven't been able to kind of cure whatever ailments they have with that. So I think people are more open to it. And that's kind of where our brand fits in a little bit more is because it's like, yeah, like I'm not saying that our shit's going to solve any problems.
Sure, yeah. yeah does not like, cure, right?
Does not the cure.
Does not yeah. cure or prevent or treat any diseases.
Exactly. Like yeah. FDA, do yes. not come at me. right. Like yeah. I can't solve shit. Yeah. But like, you know, we've had people say like, oh yeah.
But it's
know,
helped.
It's helped. And like people are saying that they stopped their Benadryl to start taking like our histamine harmony tea. And, you know, like women who had super, super bad cramps, like started taking our teas and, you know, they found it better. Same thing with like our antiseptic balm, like, you know, people had Neosporin and laying around, and that was, I mean, the antiseptic that we have was based on like a native recipe my grandmother used to throw on us, and then, you know, that kind of started to get super popular too. So I don't know, over the past couple of years I kind of noticed that, like, yeah, like the brand itself, I think, like for what we represent, is more so what's starting to kind of catch on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, than everything else. So
who's old man John?
John.
John.
Oh God, I'm gonna cry. So that's kind of like, I think with our story too, it's kind of confusing because it really is like two different stories meshing into one. So I'll start with John, I guess, before I tie in, but luckily we're on a podcast because this is gonna take forever.
good yeah,
yeah. So
buckle up, people. Yeah,
there we go. So John was a 93-year-old man who was technically our neighbor. And I lived, at the time I was staying with my then boyfriend, now husband, Mark. And I was working for another job at that time, and I was working mostly from home, and Mark was as well, but he was like, I guess, I don't know if it was just he was outside doing something with the Monte Carlo, and John drives up to our house and is like, oh, if you like that Monte Carlo, like I have a car, I'll show you, like get in. And this is like mid COVID, like April 2020, everybody wearing masks, like nobody's touching
yeah, yeah,
each
you're,
other.
You're supposed to be in a hazmat suit yeah, in your house, locked in, right?
Yeah.
You can't leave. We're wearing gloves at the yeah. pump and gas. We all did it.
Exactly. Yeah. So it was at that level. And so yeah, 93-year-old man just shows up, and I was like, get in the car. So Mark got in the car and went with John over to his house, and I don't know if he ended up buying the car. I can't even remember that part of any of it, but yeah, like I guess while them talking, John was like, oh yeah, like I was a beekeeper, like among anything. Like his life story is pretty cool too, because he like worked on planes during World War II.
Oh,
like
wow.
Was back to back different like wars, and just yeah, like his whole life story is insane too, which like I wish I knew more about it, and I feel like I should. But yeah, so he, I guess John told Mark that yeah, he was a beekeeper, and so which, like, pause on this story, like, no, I'm not even kidding, maybe 2 weeks beforehand, Mark and I are like pandemic hobby was like making beer and mead, and we exploded too many bottles making beer, so which I've learned apparently there's a whole fucking science
yeah,
to beer,
I guess. Yeah.
Yeah,
maybe some chemistry or something.
Yeah,
involved.
Just like a little bit.
Yeah.
Apparently, yeah, so we were like, okay, well, mead's like a little bit less intense than, you know, carbonation and tablets, so we were buying like some local honey and making it, realized that was fucking expensive. So we were like, you know what, like, why don't we should just like have our own bees. Like, it was like totally just like talking about it. It wasn't anything serious, and it was just weird, like, and like how the universe works in that way, where it's like, okay, yeah, we talked about it. Like 2 weeks later, John just fucking shows up. And so yeah, so then after he told Mark that he was a beekeeper, like you know, Mark was kind of like, oh yeah, like we thought about beekeeping and stuff. And it seemed like they kind of had their own agreement on things where John, like, he at the time had cancer as well. So like that was kind of what a part of this was. And I think what like kind of was their agreement was like he knew that he was like gonna pass, and so he needed to, I think, clean up some things. And that's where he was kind of talking to Mark, like, hey, if you help me, I'll give you all of the beekeeping stuff and like kind of get you started on things. So yeah, so then Mark comes home, tells me all this, and I'm like,
he's like, hey, we might have some bees.
Yeah. And I was like, wait, I was like, that's fucking weird, because we were just talking about
where the hell did you get the bees from?
Yeah, I was like, what are we doing? So then that's where I guess like this whole situation kind of gets hard to explain, because I don't want to, especially with old man John's, like, I don't want to take his name away and like the importance of like Mark and his relationship, because like they were like best friends, like after like, because he passed this past February.
Oh wow. So yeah, pretty recent.
Yeah, so he just passed, and like and there's so many, there's like a lot of like even just things involving that as well, but like yeah, so like I don't want to take, of course, away like their relationship, because I kind of come in as like a side story to all of this. Because yeah, so John, like over the past couple of years after then of them meeting, he did like both show both of us how to be a beekeeper. So like he was our mentor for, god, what was it, 2020 to 2024, so like probably about 2.5 years fully. So like we would like give him the honey, and he would like just randomly show up. Like I would like wake up in the morning, and then John would just be like staring at the bees, and like it was just sweet. And then like progressively as the years went on, like his health started to decline a little bit more, and like, but like Mark still every single night would call John, would talk to John, visit John, and it was beautiful. It was really a beautiful friendship between them, because like just like the age difference, but like Mark just learned so much from him, and you can tell like every day like he misses him, and like he was a good person. So that's kind of who John is. So like we always would call him Old Man John, which is like kind of where the name came from.
I love it. It's a really, really cool story.
Yeah, so it like, really is. It's great, because it was just, we even told him, so he does know, like before he passed, he did know that our brand was named Old Man John.
That's sort of like his legacy is being carried on.
Yeah, and he was,
What'd he say?
He didn't love it.
He's like, what are you saying? Am I old?
Well, because he was saying, he was like, oh, you know, like selling. He loved everything that we were doing. He was actually the one that kind of pushed us to start selling. And, you know, because we like started the flea market. Like we had like a table and like a couple of jars of honey, and like we were starting there. But like John was all about it. He was, you know, he was teaching us on like what to say and how.
He was your biggest cheerleader.
Yeah, he was. He really was. And it was just cool. And then like, yeah, as he started to kind of like health decline, but he'd always like with me, he'd be like, oh, like how's business going? And I'm like, you know, like we're doing good. But
was he just doing it like just for fun? Like as like a hobby, or was he selling?
I think this is where it gets fuzzy. Yeah. Because I know that he was doing it like, I thought he was doing it full time, which like, I'm sure that, I don't know, I'm sure his family will watch this and be like, oh no, this is what it is. Because like, yeah, we weren't related to John anyway. Sure. But yeah, but I think from what I understand, he was doing it like full time and like selling it out of his house. He may have had like, he did work on cars. Actually, no, that's a lie. He did work on cars.
Okay.
He had a garage in the back, and that's how him
makes sense,
Mark,
the car story.
Yeah. Like he had like a truck that was like mint, and like that's how Mark and him bonded all the time, was just because of they'd work on cars together. Yeah, so I think he was kind of doing that, and then also doing honey. But he was huge with the honey, like to the point where kind of everybody knew. And even with the brand now, like when we're selling, people come up to me being like, oh yeah, like I knew someone in Pringle who used to like sell honey. And it's like, it was John.
It's actually the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like that's why like when we started to figure out like a brand name for us, because I was on Mark about the branding, because like Mark wanted to kind of just do this like old school, like have like the mason jars and just like, you know, push them out. And I was like, well, no, like we should like have a label and have a name and kind of, you know, go the corporate route, because that's everything that I was used to.
Yeah.
So then I was like, yeah, like, well, what's the name going to be? So, you know, for the record, Mark did come up with a name.
Okay. You give him credit.
Yeah,
all right.
I'll give him credit. Yeah, yeah. But it's also because then.
Nice job, Mark.
Yeah. There you go. But like John, did, like, that's where he was like, oh, well, you know, like, he gave us shit for the name. Like, I don't, again, I still don't even know if he hated it or if he, like, low-key
it was probably like a love-hate, yeah.
Yeah, where yeah. It's like, oh, okay, because he would always, also, like,
he probably, to me, without knowing anything more about him other than the last few minutes that you shared, he sounds probably like he was a pretty humble guy.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
And maybe, you know, part of that for him was, like, because his name, even though it doesn't have his last name, it has his first name.
Yeah.
But, like, but again, like, there's a deep-rooted story behind it, and clearly, you know, even though he's not with us anymore, you're here now sharing this, like, with me and, you know, with our, you know, obviously people listening and watching. So, you know, maybe it was part of it for him. Again, this is just totally from outsider's perspective, but maybe he, you know, he was just like a humble guy that maybe didn't want to be known for whatever.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, in a small way. Like, I think there's, you know, it's a double-edged sword. I think everybody, to some degree, you know, not that they want to be known or don't, but it's like kind of like, it's like, it's nice to get like that little bit of like attention or recognition, but at the same time, you know, maybe some people just don't like the spotlight and whatever. And then maybe, I don't know, that's my two cents.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that is honestly part of it too. Cause yeah, he was like, oh, whatever you named it, like Crazy Uncle John's or something. Like he would kind of like crack jokes about it. So I think that is, it was like a weird kind of humble thing, but we wanted to be honest. Like we wouldn't have gotten here without John. Like we wouldn't have gotten the knowledge, the even like the materials, like the materials themselves are all John, so it's like it's still his honey in a way. So yeah, we wanted to give like obviously honor to his name too, of like us taking over. But yeah, so I mean that's who I guess John was. And then I think where my story kind of comes into it, because like everything, all of John, like all, I guess all of the brand is considered like mine, so it's like my brand, even though like all of us have worked on it, which feels weird too, because like it really was all of us working on it together. But yeah, I mean, like I at the time was working at a job, and then halfway through it lost it, and I kind of was like a little scared. I was like interviewing with like different like magazines and stuff to work, because I'm a photographer. That was, well, I was a photographer. I don't know, I'm at a weird point with photo right now where I don't know if I am a photographer anymore or if I am not anymore. But I kind of saw that I needed to dive into something else. And especially just with, you know, like kind of TikTok was starting to grow at that time, like more video platforms were being prioritized as compared to photo.
Over photo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like, that's kind of, I mean, that's kind of where I started to see like, okay, shit, like, I'm probably not going to have a job in the next 5 years. Mm. And so I was like, okay, well, like, you know, like,
what can I do different?
Yeah. And I was, you know, I was trying to do the photo thing for a long, long time. And then it just, as it was fading out, I was like, I don't think I can dive back in. So I started to put more efforts into Old Man John's, just with the branding and like how it was being approached and the photos and like basically like the little marketing knowledge that I know, I just ran with it.
We did a hell of a job.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's like I legit did, like there was no graphic designer, there was no, all this is like Photoshop nonsense. Yeah,
well, couldn't tell.
Yeah, see, so yeah. I mean, yeah, but like that's kind of where then I started to take over, where I'm like, okay, I want our brand to have a specific look, a different like feel. And then I was like pulling all of the recipes that I had from like my mother's side, and like kind of applying them to the same products and having the same like holistic, like I guess like indigenous, like Navajo approach to everything. Cause it was like, yeah, that's really what we all did. So all these recipes, like, yeah, like they were formulated from things that we would do as, you know, like growing up. Like it's not like, oh yeah, like I googled it, it's like, no, like this is our approach on how we did things. And
so this is kind of goes back to like your mom's side of the family, the native family, and
yeah,
like, because you mentioned earlier about your grandmother too.
Yeah,
you mentioned something about your grandmother and some I forget what it was, but something.
Yeah. Yeah, so like, I mean, like, because my grandmother is like, she's like super native, like,
yeah,
to the point where like if she, I mean, like, it's kind of like a crazy, she was put in one of the schools when like she was younger and stuff, and like they made her like, you know, learn only English, kind of forget about all native, anything that was involving Navajo, they just completely washed out of her. So like she actually kept on a lot of the knowledge, and like growing up, like that's like literally that's all me and my siblings can remember, is just like there was always walls just full of different herbs and like just different approaches. Like half the shit that like me and like my siblings like had to ingest was just disgusting, but it would always work. So like all of the knowledge,
like it helped.
Like it helped. Like it was, you know, like we, oh God, there's some nasty shit. Like there's this thing called cedar tea, which if my brother Alex is listening to this, he will know exactly what I'm fucking talking about because it is the worst tasting thing.
Cedar tea.
Cedar tea. And it's
does
just
it have
like
a cedar flavor.
It's, it has an ass flavor. Bad. Yeah, it's just horrible.
Taste,
but like,
flavor is bad.
Yeah, but it like it worked because I think it was like cedar and it had to be sage. I don't know exactly what that tea is but it was like a fix-all. And I remember she would like go and harvest like the actual cedar from the trees, like the sage would dry it out and then like
we make this concoction.
Yeah.
So all right. So you would take this what? Like if you were like sick, like you had like a cold or a flu or just anything.
Anything.
It was a cure all, you said.
It was a cure all, yeah.
And it really worked.
And it really worked. And like I haven't done that to you, honestly.
Do you still have? Like, can you make it?
I have it. Like, I have it at my house, but like.
Can I have some?
I can make it.
Even though it's bad, I'll try it.
Throw up.
That's right.
It's like, it's horrible, but it really does. It like, it's just a cure-all. And I think it's even like part of it is a ceremonial tea because she would have us drink it before like any of the ceremonies that we did.
Or the ceremonies.
Like, oh God, there's so many.
I'm so interested in this. This is so fascinating to me. I've never had a conversation with somebody that has a cultural background and it's in the experience like you and your family have. Like I'm totally fascinated.
Yeah. I mean like, oh God, we have ceremonies for everything. And it's, you know, I think like, it just even from like blessings like to the family to like large things, like I mean like technically me and Mark's wedding was considered like a specific ceremony because we did get married like traditional style, so Navajo style or Diné style, so like it really did range. But I know that she'd always have us drink that tea prior to doing things, kind of as like a purification. But then yeah, like whenever we were feeling type of sick, we'd always end up like, oh,
like
I made you something.
It's
yeah,
like a cleanse.
Yeah, it's like kind of just like pushing out any toxins in your body. And yeah, so you know, just like little things like that. And like whenever we would get wounds, she'd slap on some concoction, which like
some type of paste.
Yeah, some right? type of paste like associated with that.
Yeah.
And then even my grandfather too, like he was white, so he wasn't native, but he lived on the reservation with her the whole entire time. And he also was like super super into into that same approach of life. And he passed about 2 years ago, but he also like had a book that I found when we were going through all of his stuff of like everything that was labeled and all of his research of like just different types of herbs and stuff and like things that like I remember as a kid but I didn't really know like what it was. Yeah, like because I mean again, like I don't know what the fuck she'd put on our knee if we scraped it, like
yeah,
you know. But like then as I started to look through this book, I'm like, oh fuck yeah, like I remember like that's what it was, like she was harvesting it from this, from that. Yeah, so that's kind of like how everything started to get going. And we just started to apply it to the brand. It was just like little things, like okay, like for yeah, anxiety for instance, like the tea. Yeah, like I have.
Oh, I get it now.
Yeah,
I'm a little, I'm a little slow. I'm a little slow here.
That's clever.
Yes, okay, clever. Yes.
But
anxiety.
Yeah, but it's like yeah, like the you know the herbs that are based in there is kind of like what we yeah what I started to use, and just again from like base knowledge of what she's taught us, and then just kind of started creating things, and people yeah resonated with it and preferred that kind of lifestyle. So,
is your grandmother still with us?
She is. She's like 80 something. Yeah. Wow. So she's still around. Yeah, my grandfather like had cancer. So it was, you know, like he had it for a very long time to the point where I think like it was just, he was ready, like it kind of just ready to dip out. So yeah.
this is fascinating.
Yeah.
I love the history on stuff like this.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it's so deep rooted. I mean, literally. And you know, carrying on those traditions. I just think it's really cool.
Yeah.
Obviously it's, there's a lot of this type of stuff in the world just is, it's unheard of anymore.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, like family tradition type stuff and just everything. I mean, like this is like, there's a lot to this.
Yeah. And I think that's like what we wanted to do. And like, that's how we want the brand is like, yeah, like it is, we want it to connect to people like deeper than just, I don't know, like, cause you see a lot of things where people just kind of, I guess, Google different like home remedies. And we wanted to stay away from that as much as we could, just because it's like, yeah, like old man John's in general, like John was more like simple, I guess. Like he did the base things to take care of himself. Like, it wasn't like any crazy method that he had. And so, like, I think that's kind of what we wanted to represent with the brand too. And like, using that plus like Navajo simple things that we used growing up, like, it really is kind of like that type of like natural, I guess, approach that you would want to follow through with.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Does your jewelry, does that have any significance to yeah. your family and your roots?
Yeah. So, I mean, all of, I think, except for this one. yeah. Like turquoise, it essentially protects you from like different type of like, I guess, like negative energies. And then it's also like, I guess a sign, I don't know if it's a sign of like, God, I don't know what the term would be to like correctly use it. It's not a sign of like wealth, but it's like, oh God, I sound know, like an I know asshole.
Yeah. I
it's like
it.
A
yeah,
respect yeah. thing of like, oh God.
Prosperous.
Yeah.
Maybe. Is that
yeah.
the right word?
Yeah. Yeah. And there's probably, and I feel like a shitty native because there's probably so much more to this than I'm like base knowledge. But like, yeah, like my mom like gifted most of these to me. Mm-hmm.
So yeah. were they hers?
So,
and or maybe your grandmother's?
No, actually. I more recently, I think, started to buy these. Because I didn't have any. So this one actually was my first, like, I guess, like, native jewelry, I would just say. But then, like, over the years, like, she just started to, like, gift them, like, to me. And so it's, yeah, it's, but I mean, like, she did, there is things that she did give me that I actually think about it. She's probably going to be pissed being like, I gave you this. But yeah, like, for instance, like, for our reception, like, there's like squash blossoms, which I think they're kind of like the standard, like, Navajo jewelry where it's like just like decked out in turquoise and like the belt. Like, yeah, she had me wear that for our reception. And so, like, that was kind of, is, you know, it was like super sweet because like all of it's crafted on the reservation and stuff. So, but yeah, it's like kind of just like a protection type of thing. They always tell you to wear turquoise whenever you're like hiking or like going through like the Slot Canyons. Do you know what those are?
No, I don't.
Okay, so Slot All Canyon, right. They're like,
yeah, tell me.
So in like Page, Arizona, like where near where my family's reservation is, there's like these canyons that are like the typical, like, I think they're like the Apple background computer where it's like they're two.
Okay,
just,
yeah.
I'm like, I don't even know.
Yeah, no, that was it. Yeah, right, when you like, did that, I'm like, oh, yep. I get it. I know. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so yeah, I mean, whenever you go through those, you're supposed to wear like turquoise and, you know, I wish I knew this. Amber, there we go. Essentially just to protect you from like
kind of fend off.
Yeah, yeah, fend off things. It's like the
bad energies.
Yeah, it's like the native like evil eye. There you go. Yeah. So okay. It's kind of like it acts as that. So
wow.
Yeah.
do you get to visit back home often?
So yeah, like I try and go home as much as I can. I mean, like my mother's side is originally from Tuba City Reservation, so there I won't, like, it's hard because I think people have this idea of the reservation of like it being this like beautiful
place.
Yeah,
what is it? Can you explain that?
Yeah,
I mean, I think there's so many people that just don't know.
Yeah,
don't understand.
Yeah, and I think like people think it's kind of like, I don't know, you'd like go outside into Wilkes-Barre and it would be exactly like that, but it's really not. It's actually it's really poverty ridden. And I think over the past couple of years, it's just gotten a lot worse.
Mm.
And yeah, I mean, there's like a lot of murders. It's you know, and yeah, it's very corrupt. Like to the point
why.
Where, I and that's what's hard is because it's, you could have like two different takes on it. It's like, yeah, like once we kind of started going away from like the traditional way, like I think that has a lot to do with it because a lot of the places that are on the reservation are like McDonald's, Burger King, like kind of just like your general typical like
commercialized
yeah shit. Like, in I think like as people kind of started to go more like, I guess, away from tradition, like that's kind of starting to take on roles. Like, for instance, even in Navajo culture, technically like the women are like the leaders of the family, so like males aren't seen as like the income takers, so it's like always the women. But like now over the past like I don't know how many years, but like, you know, there's been more like rapes and more, you know, like women who are missing, like it's kind of switching the reversal.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. And so like that's kind of like I think a huge thing behind that movement as well, is like it sucks because it's that, and then there's also like corruption between the governments and like, you know, like for instance, like we've had family members that have been murdered and like we still don't know, like,
really.
Yeah. And like, and it's hard because we know, like, we know who it is and we know like who did it, how it happened. We know literally the whole entire story, but like those people are protected because like they're part of like the like police type of thing. Yeah, and it's really fucked up, and it's
they just get away with it.
Yeah,
how? Because it's just pure corruption.
Yeah, like it really is like pure corruption, and it's because it's like such a small like government and small, you know, like community, to the point where, yeah, like there are protections if you know the right people. And so like that's kind of, I don't know, that's kind of what's been hard also, because it's there's all these things that are happening. Like there's an increase in AIDS now on the reservations, like, and then, you know, so there's like kind of a falling in within the community where like it does bring people together, especially like obviously if you're not partaking in any of that, you see the crime, like you kind of are more band together. But then on the other hand, like, yeah, like it's, you just kind of see the population kind of just dwindle into something that isn't technically Navajo, or how that way would be
like it's intentionally being sabotaged.
Yeah. And then it's like, yeah, and like you, and then the government's like the, I guess like the federal government has intake on it too, like with like the water, for instance, like the water separation, like that was kind of a huge thing. And I think that was more, I mean, it's still happening. It happens all the time. But there's like corruption on that end where it's like, okay, yeah, we're going to help you by giving you like these water, like, because there's like water that are given to the reservation. So it's like, okay, you know, we're going to give you clean water, happy water. We just need the rights to the water. But then somehow where the water is going through is also going through oil. So like,
oh
yeah. So then the federal government will get involved by trying to help the natives and then low key take all of the oil land.
It's like a bait and switch.
Yeah. And then like there was even like something sketchy, like the Navajo reservation, every tribe, I don't know if it was actually the Navajo, I don't know which tribe it is, but I know that they got like $1,000, like every member of the tribe got $1,000 just randomly. And so people are like, oh shit, all right, yeah, like let me just burn it on whatever. And then come to find out there was some treaty that was broken where that $1,000 was like supposed to be like they were going to buy their own land back, and like that's kind of what it was supposed to be, but nobody was told that. And then, you know, come like the federal government kind of just took the land,
just from pulled them. The rug out from underneath.
Yeah. And so then they lost their homes, they lost the reservations.
Oh, again. Wow.
Yeah. So it's like, it's hard because there's like so many different things that are fighting against like Navajo reservations and just reservations in general, that are, you're just trying to figure out what to do. And so like keeping tradition and keeping, I guess, like any type of ceremony and culture is hard because you have basically like the whole world going against you. And so, yeah. So it's, yeah, it's not like when you drive up there, it's desert, you know, like there's no water. For instance, my grandmother doesn't have plumbing. She doesn't have electricity. Like,
really?
Yeah. Like this is, it wasn't when we were kids, and especially when you're kids, like you just want to like play Game Boys.
Yeah, you don't really know the difference.
Yeah. So it's like, we were like fine with it, but at the same time it was like, yeah, we would like, we'd miss grass and stuff, but like, yeah, there's just, it's a different lifestyle, especially like my grandmother. Like she doesn't want to go to Salt Lake with my family because she's just so about like being that way. Cause yeah, like you use little gas lamps, use like a wood stove. It's
so
just,
does she still like where she lives now, like is that where she was born and raised? Do you know?
I don't know if that's where she was born and raised. I know because yeah, like she, after she got taken to the camp, like I don't want to say camps, like I guess the school, the boarding schools, after she got taken to the boarding school, I think that's where things kind of got a little and bit
that choppy. Was obviously as a kid,
yeah, right? So because she was a kid, I'm pretty sure she grew up in Tupa,
so she kind of got sort of relocated.
Yeah, because she was like
taken. By default.
Yeah, like she was taken from her family, like I think in the middle of the night.
Really?
Yeah, and
this is insane.
Yeah, and then like was basically essentially brainwashed to like live. And I think it was a particular religion, but I'm not totally sure. But yeah, they would like, they basically just tried to wash everything. And it happened to like my grandfather, some of my cousins and siblings, they're not siblings, because like in Native way you say brother or sister even though they're your even cousin.
Though, okay.
Yeah, that's sorry.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, no,
yeah, so like cool. Yeah, so I know it happened to like different elders throughout the way of like them just kind of being washed out. And it's especially recent. I mean, like she's my grandmother and she went through it. So it's like,
yeah, I mean, it really, when you think about it, I mean, it really wasn't that long ago.
Yeah. And it's kind of crazy too, because it's, yeah, like everyone, like all of us know someone who went through one of the boarding schools and stuff. And like, I mean, some of them are more unfortunate. Like they found the one in Utah where there was like just a bunch of like bodies buried and stuff. So like, I think my grandmother was lucky to kind of get out of that, but yeah, so the reservation is not like, it's not a kind place. And I think people kind of get the wrong idea of like, oh yeah, like it's, they're like covered by like deserts and running around barefoot, when in reality it's like kind of like not a safe place.
It's not good.
No. And like even like me and like my siblings, like it's just me walking around at night and stuff. It's it's
dangerous.
Yeah. And then you have like native folklore, which is like a whole other fucking thing that makes you kind of like just scared in general, because then like there's like skinwalkers and like I don't know what that is, like yannis.
What is that? I don't even know how to explain it.
They're like basically, so it's like because there's like a lot of, there's an actual like native term that I can't think about it. Like again, I'm like the worst native.
Skinwalker. I'm gonna skinwalker. I gotta look it up.
There you go. Okay, yeah, you can like look it up. It's like a dog, but it's a person, and like it's kind of like if
Oh, I see. Oh, so, that's creepy.
Yeah.
Okay, so it says this is an AI generated thing by Google, by the way. Okay, so if I'm wrong, I'm sorry, everybody. Okay. It says a skinwalker is a harmful witch in Navajo culture that can transform into, possess, or disguise themselves as an animal.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah. And, like, everyone has their own creepy stories. Like, my mom saw one during a dust storm. Like, essentially, it was like a three-legged dog.
This is it.
No! Right?
Yeah, oh, my God. Oh, sorry. Oh, my God. I just traumatized you.
You did.
Sorry about that. I should have warned you. I should have warned you.
Wait, shit.
I'm sorry about
that. Oh, my God. Wait, hold on. Now I want to see.
Okay. There are more. All right. What was that? Well, it's a video. I'm not playing the video,
it's
though.
It's a video.
It says, I think so. Yeah, it says YouTube.
Oh, God.
It says YouTube. See, there it is.
Oh, shit.
I mean, then there's other suggested. Like, I mean, that one's really creepy.
Oh, yeah. That one's scary. Oh, yeah. See, that's like what that's people. Basically in my dreams. Oh, we all have fucked up stories. Like, especially, I don't know.
Whoa.
Okay, and here's the thing. So, my sister.
This is real.
This is like real thing. This is like a, this is, and it sucks. And I love being Navajo, but like any Navajo person will fucking back me when I say that there's like so many like just fucked up folklores that make you afraid to just like breathe. Yeah. And like, this is one of them because it's, yeah, it's. I don't know.
Should we watch the video?
No, God, okay.
We don't have to.
No, we can't.
Okay, all right. It's 2.5 minutes. Looks like it's
2.5 minutes?
Yeah, well, yeah. So it says recent NM skinwalker photo ignites fear. It's got 2.4 million views.
It's weird that they're called skinwalkers because we call it Yanni.
Yanni?
Yanni. Like, we call them Yannis. I won't even say skinwalker at home. I say teddy bear.
Okay.
Because I'm so fucking scared.
All right. So it looks like it's like a news broadcast.
It's a new. Okay.
Yeah. It looks like it's a news channel here. I'll pull it up and then we can throw it up on the screen here too. On the Stacks will be back in a flash after a word from our sponsor. This episode is brought to you by Elevation Wellness, NEPA's premier wellness center located on Mundy Street in Wilkes-Barre. From pro athletes to busy parents, Elevation Wellness is leading the conversation when it comes to bettering your health through integrative medicine. Founded by NEPA native Louis Helmecki, Elevation Wellness offers physician-formulated and guided treatments that are administered by registered nurses. To learn more about how you can experience the benefits of IV vitamin therapy, multivitamin booster shots, non-invasive aesthetics, or peptide, NAD, red light, and compression therapy, visit elevation-wellness.com or follow them on Instagram at elevationwellnessNEPA. All On The Stacks listeners will receive 10% off their first purchase with code STACKS at checkout. Call 570-762-9400 or visit elevation-wellness.com to book your appointment today. Elevation Wellness, taking your health to new heights. This episode is brought to you by Burn, the fitness company behind the Today Show approved Burn Board. If I'm being honest, working out can be a real chore, especially as a new dad in desperate need of sleep and cardio. Burn is founded by NEPA native Jimmy T. Martin, and his Burn Board offers a low-impact core and cardio experience unlike anything I've done before. They have hundreds of on-demand workouts that are great for beginners, seasoned athletes, and out-of-shape podcast hosts who love supporting small businesses. My wife and I use it pretty frequently throughout the week, and it's honestly a great way to burn a ton of calories without burning a ton of cash. Not to mention, it's a great tool for skiers, runners, wrestlers, and hockey players. Jimmy is offering all On The Stacks listeners 15% off when they use the code STACKS15. Visit theburn.com today to get 15% off your purchase with code STACKS15 at checkout. Again, that's theburn, THEBRRN.com to get 15% off your purchase with code STACKS15. It's time to get on board today with Burn.
We drive the same roads you drive. We face the same danger you face. When you're involved in a car or a truck crash, it's personal. Because we live here and raise our families here. We're invested here.
To learn more, visit Anzalone Law Offices online at anzalonelaw.com.
And now we're back on the Stacks.
Alien-looking creature prowling in northern New Mexico. A Facebook picture circulating.
That's creepy.
That's fucking.
Has a lot of people up there worried. The post was shared thousands of times in just hours and had a lot of people uttering the word skinwalker, a well-known legend in Indian country.
Oh, okay.
It's downright creepy. A picture of an
like this is it, right?
Yeah.
Lurking on the side of a road. Who posted it claimed it was taken near Lybrook and Counselor, which is near the Jicarilla Reservation.
Okay.
The story claims that a geologist was working in an oil field in the area, saw something odd, and decided to take a heat signature of it. This is it. The next day, the geologist suddenly quit.
No shit.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah, fuck.
People saying, seriously freaking out. Yikes, I'm driving through there tomorrow. That picture scares the bleep out of me. And Skinwalker, referring to the Native American legend.
And here he left this bloody drawing referred to. It's not an end you'd expect for a holy man.
Which was brought to life by New Mexico author Tony Hillerman. According to legend, a skinwalker is a person with the supernatural ability to turn into any animal and walks on all fours. There are stories of countless encounters in New Mexico, but few will
they can
speak
walk
of them.
On too.
Too scared, they'll be targeted. And adding to the mystery and fear of this creature, many people who posted and shared the picture yesterday found their posts and comments suddenly disappear. People who emailed it to others unable to retrieve it. That probably looks like creepy. It's the government, and they're listening.
Yeah, that's smart.
But you can all rest easy. It didn't take long for the picture and the story to be debunked. It apparently comes from a 1980s science fiction movie, Extro. A creepy being is born, then goes on the prowl, and is then spotted by a couple driving along the road. It's unclear how the story was connected to Lybrook or Counselor or that so-called geologist. Perhaps it was just someone having a little fun, but it sure shows the power of social media and legend. Now, the New Mexican who posted the image yesterday on Facebook has since taken it down, saying she shared it because others had. She says she has no information about its origin.
Okay. All right.
Wow.
I was going to say, because I, from, I've never seen one. Uh-huh. I like, disclaimer, never seen one. Scared shitless, don't want to.
I don't want to either.
Yeah, could do without it.
Definitely.
My brother, though, my baby brother, has apparently seen one. But he was, like, younger. Again, I don't really know. Apparently, it, like, popped its eyeballs out and, like, started, like, juggling them in front of him. And, like, he was, like, younger, and it was during Sweat Lodge. So he, I think, is the only one out of all of us who has seen one. But there was some weird fucking shit I remember when we were kids. Because, like, where my grandmother lives, as I said, on the reservation. So she lives, like, in like a kind of like a hogan, but not a hogan, which like a hogan is traditionally it's like mud. It's like a mud home that they put wood in. So she lives in like a hogan style, but wood house that I think my mother and my grandfather kind of built. And then across from it, it's like there's a little gate. And then across from it is like a trailer from like the 70s. And that's where we would sleep in the summer because we'd always get sent there in the summer. And again, it's like it was okay until we started to get the age where we're like, okay, we want like electricity and grass. Running water. We had to there was no shower either. So we had to put the hose out for it to warm. Mm. So then we'd like wash ourselves. So we would sleep in this trailer. And I remember in the middle of the night, there was it was a scratching. And I remember I was so fucking scared. Like Alex, twin brother or like younger brother, he was like right next to me, and then my sister Megan was right next to me, and I remember there was like a weird like scratching and tapping, and we just saw like a shadow like from behind, and you saw it go, and then you saw it go down, and then you saw it go back up. I'm like shaking. And it was like knocking on the door, and Alex just started crying, and then I started crying, and then I remember like Megan just like, she was the one that I think wasn't crying. I think she kind of knew what was going down because she was like our older sister. Yeah, but then it just, we didn't know what it was, but then we kind of like had an idea it was that. And then like my grandmother has said that like some of them have like come up to the window and watched her. And essentially it's like a curse. So like, it's just kind of like black magic on Native side. Kind of, I think that video said the same thing. But yeah, so you can like send a skinwalker after a family or just like bad witchcraft type of thing. And I think like because my family got out, there was like a lot of black magic that was towards them, like because they got out of the reservation. So there's weird folklore like that that makes us afraid to like live. And it's funny.
This is crazy. This went, this went a direction I was not expecting. Yeah, but like I'm okay with John's it.
Yannis.
Yeah. Oh yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Which I mean, it's funny now too because it's like even with marrying Mark now, because now I'm married into like an Italian American family, and like they have their own you know, stories as well. But it's kind of funny because I'll tell him like, hey, you can't whistle at night because whistling at night essentially like rounds them up. Like you can't, you know, you can't. Oh, yeah,
give me
that.
The list. So I don't want any of these around my
like
house.
There's like a whole list of like different
afterwards,
taboo things.
Please text me the list.
I got you. Okay. yeah, because
and anything to ward them off. Also, I need that as well.
I mean, you're kind of fucked. Just if you, I guess it's like also like if you see yourself just run, it's like the same kind of thing. But like that's a big part of just like we all joke around about it, but at the same time, we're like,
is there something you do like maybe in the moment? Is there something that you do to like fend them off? Is there like any type of ritual, or is there anything, or jewelry, or something?
I think
like
technically the jewelry has in part for it. Truthfully, I don't fucking know.
All right, well,
we need to look this up. We're figuring this out offline. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, like marrying into an Italian American family, just even like telling Mark, like, hey, you can't do these things. You can't do these things. And
what did he say the first time?
He didn't understand because he was like whistling and I just like fucking smacked.
And he's like, what the hell?
Yeah. Because I like closed his mouth. I was like, don't whistle. And he's like he was taken back. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even think we were dating that long either. Like, but he jokes around because he's like, yeah, he's like, what the fuck? This is like, I thought Native was going to be like something completely different than like this. And now there's like weird things. Like, yeah, like, oh God, that. And then, I don't know, not being able to like, oh God, I can't even offhand think of anything.
It's too traumatizing. You probably actually have blocked a lot of it out.
Honestly, yeah, yeah. No, that's the thing. Yeah.
So sorry for bringing this up.
Yeah, shit. No, but I mean, there is good parts to it and stuff too. Of course, like being Native, because you know, just like learning about the histories. But then yeah, there's shit like that, and it didn't help that my family and like my mother and my aunt, like these are all the stories that we heard. Like these, and there's like these little dolls also, and I should know the name. I think that they start with a K. But like apparently, yeah, they watch you at night, and if you're a bad kid, and I remember hearing this as a kid, that you'd put them on the shelf and if you,
I think I know what you're talking about,
yeah, they like came to life at night and like essentially would like eat you. And so they'd have them just chilling all through. Oh, God, we might need to actually fact check this because I know they start with a K.
All right, hold on. What's this? Yeah. So describe it again.
Technically,
so
it's a Hopi doll, Kachina dolls. I got it.
how do you spell it? I'm just gonna guess.
There we go.
Kachina doll.
I feel like any Native person listening to this podcast is just gonna start yelling because
they,
like, okay,
they are,
yeah.
But fuck them.
Okay,
whatever.
Again, yeah, I'm half white. Leave me alone.
Yeah, you're cool in my book.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah,
yeah, that's all. Fuck the rest of them.
Yeah.
Okay, Kachina dolls. K-A-C-H-I-N-A.
Yep. And
can I show you?
Yeah, those are fine. Those are fine. Okay, yeah, skinwalkers can't. But technically, that skinwalker didn't look like the skinwalkers that like I remember.
Oh, really?
I haven't seen it, but like I know that they're like, they look like dogs.
Okay. All right. So just images. Okay. This.
Yeah. These are the, yeah. Yeah. Okay. So each one has like their own different story, and I think they're technically Hopi dolls, which that's a whole other thing. Which I don't know. I'm not trying to get you canceled. I guess like Navajos and Hopis have like.
I've been canceled before. I could.
Oh,
I
perfect.
Could,
okay.
Yeah,
so then you got it done.
Again.
All right.
Yeah.
There
I'm
go.
Still here.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
perfect.
So
you're good.
Fuck it.
Yeah. So Hopis and Navajos, like, they kind of have beef because they're on the same reservation because we were all sent to the same place, but like there's kind of a debate as to like who had it first. So like Navajo and Hopis, we just don't get along. But that I think technically is a Hopi, like, origin story.
Got it. Okay.
But yeah, I remember my auntie would like buy them, and then she'd have them on the friggin' walls. She's like, yeah, if you act up, like they're gonna come at night and like they're gonna eat you or they're gonna do this. And so yeah, you're just like consistently in fear. And like it's funny because I think that's what like Mark is now starting to realize, just like the different like traditions and like things that like we can't eat deer, I can't eat like raw meat. And again, he'll be like, oh, why? Like, you can't look at clouds because it'll make you slower. Like, there's just different like little things, and he's always like, God, he's like, is there anything I can do?
Yeah,
like,
what can we do here?
Yeah, like, yeah, basically just sit there. Like, yeah, like, yeah. For instance, even
Mark, we can't do anything but breathe.
Yeah, basically. But that's what it is. Even like the eclipse this past year, because it was like a huge thing.
Okay. Can't look at it, can't participate?
Can't literally. We had to like have a whole day worth of prep because you can't have like any of it touch you.
You can't be exposed
at all. Mm. So like this room would have been perfect for it because like you can't.
Hey, next time come see me.
Yeah, just sit here.
We'll do a podcast for 24 hours.
There we go. Yeah. During the whole eclipse.
Yeah, there we go.
yeah. But no, I mean and he wasn't used to it either because it's like when you do the eclipse, like essentially it's like a ceremony of itself. Yeah. Like you're supposed to go through the blessings prior and then you basically just shut down the whole house so you can't see if it's going, because it's essentially like the sun and the moon are mating, so that you're not like supposed to be watching it, like it's kind of like their own intimate moment. So you're supposed to just kind of go in and then just pray, and like even like for instance like we have sweat lodge ceremonies and like there's like kind of a method of praying of like you pray for, you know, like your family, you pray for the world, you pray for yourself, you pray for, you know, like whatever the last kind of thing would be. So you kind of apply that same method, and you like, it's weird because you don't pray necessarily like to a god, it's just kind of like we call it just creator, or we like into the earth essentially. So you just during the whole eclipse time you just pray, and like you just pray and you can't do anything. And I remember Mark was even like kind of like fucking around, and I was under the blanket because I was like, I'm not like, we're not trying to like, we have so much stuff coming up, because that was like right before like, I don't know, we started to take off with this. I was like, we're not taking any fucking risks.
You don't want to jinx it.
Yeah, exactly. So when he was like fucking around, I was like, would you stop fucking around? Like, yeah, we need to be serious.
Mark, don't fuck around.
Yeah,
buddy,
like, damn it, Mark. So yeah,
but fuck around, find out.
Exactly,
as they say.
Well, that's what's gonna happen, is because then there's a lot, like, and especially even like with the sun and the moon, because yeah, we could be here all day, because now it's starting to open. Like even during our wedding ceremony, for instance, like it was such a big deal that I couldn't be touched by the sun prior to us getting married, because essentially the sun,
like,
is
the day of,
like the day of, yes, like the second that the sun came out, like I had to be fully covered, like not it, it, essentially the sun couldn't see me getting married beforehand, and then once me and Mark got married, then we were able to go out into the sun, because essentially like the sun acts as like a father who's like jealous, so like you couldn't be shown. So even during the reception, like we had a wedding photographer who I love, her name's Stephanie and she's great. She, and it's like From the Daisies, I think is her Instagram name for anybody who needs wedding photos. But she was like, yeah, like, oh, you know, do we do anything prior, like whatever? And I was like, yeah, I'm just gonna be covered with a blanket for like the first half of like getting ready, so like there really isn't anything. And yeah, and she's like, okay, like, so even like walking, like we had to essentially like make sure that where we got married was like in the shade, like wasn't touched by sun, and then, you know, after the ceremony that we were able to go. But yeah, there's just weird like native things that
this is I'm like really interested in all of this. There's like, I didn't know like almost any. I'm embarrassed to even say, like, I don't know enough about that. And you know what, to be honest, I feel like that more of this stuff should be taught about,
yeah,
you know, about America.
Yeah. And I think that's what's hard, because I think even like growing up, people always like wanted me to be the spokesperson, because there's stuff that I don't even know. Like half the shit I just told you, like someone else could have a different story. It's just what we're taught.
Yeah,
so like,
yeah,
there's like, even I can like, and that's hard too, because even between different cultures, because like out here there's a whole other different like tribes and stuff that are out here.
Yeah.
And like I went to Syracuse University, so like I think even out there it was like the like Seven Nations and like the Onondaga, like they have their own rituals and their own things. Mm-hmm. And so yeah, it's hard because there's so much to it, and like we just know kind of like the basis of like, okay, like there was these, you know, savages and then they got conquered and now they're there and that's it. As like, yeah, when there really is like so much more tradition and history. And it sucks because I think even like we, yeah, like, I mean, I just said it, like I don't know a lot of it. So it's like we're kind of learning it as we get older.
Yeah, yeah,
and like,
yeah,
even my mom, I think especially recently, she's kind of dived more into it, because she's, so my mom's an actress, and she's like been in like Yellowstone, and like she was she was in Wind River, and she had like a huge role, like she got a standing ovation.
A guy that I just had on a few weeks ago, he was also in Yellowstone.
No shit.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Okay. Small world.
Tim Loafing is his name.
Okay.
Tim Loafing, and he's out in Montana, and he has a movie studio in Montana right now.
Oh my god.
That he's, yeah, he actually has a legit movie studio, and he's filming movies.
Oh shit.
And he got like grant money from, I believe, from the state. He's actually filming a documentary right now. It's been I think it comes out in 2025. Forgive me, Tim, I forget the name. But yeah, so
oh my god,
It was just a couple episodes back, like literally.
Oh shit! Okay.
Yeah, you have to check it out.
Oh my god! Yeah,
yeah,
I do.
Yeah, yeah.
I was gonna say, yeah, I haven't. God, my mom's gonna get so pissed when I say it. So I haven't technically watched. I watched up to her episode, and then I just didn't watch it. But yeah, but now I guess I have to.
Yeah, cause... both of us actually. Yeah,
yeah.
Both of us. Yeah,
yeah. I heard yeah. it was good. I don't know.
Yeah, I've heard nothing but great things about it.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, but I mean, like, it's, I think especially her, kind of my mom playing in that role now and being part of like Native roles, like. Again, she didn't know too much, and I always give her shit about it, where I'm like, oh, I don't know this because like, you were supposed to teach me, but like, I think she kind of got washed out from it too. Like, and I, it's
do you have,
not
do you have your phone on you?
Yeah.
Do you have a picture of your mom?
She's apparently my twin.
I want to see. I'm curious.
All right. I'll bring up her like...
I mean, I was you know, obviously photo. Creeping a little on social media. I don't know if it was your grandmother or your mom. I'm picturing somebody right now.
Just if she had, it's probably my mom. Yeah. Let me see. Okay. Althea,
Sam. I'll tell you right... I'll know right away.
Yeah. Let me see. Ignore all of the WhatsApp messages, but
that's right.
Yeah, so that's her.
Okay, no, so it must have been your maybe it was your grandmother. It was something I think with your wedding. Something on your Instagram. You think you were outside.
She was like combing my hair.
Yeah. Who's that?
So that's my grandmother.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's who I saw. Yeah. Okay. So this is your mom.
So that's my mom.
Yeah. You guys. I mean, yeah. Almost. Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Did you say? Did you say you could pass for sisters?
Yeah, like people always are like, she loves it. She fucking loves it. Yeah, every time like oh yeah, your sisters.
That's crazy.
Yeah, people are always saying that we look exactly alike. But
wow,
yeah. So she's an actress. Yeah, and I think now she's kind of just trying to take on the same role, and like same thing. Like we both, all of us, I think all of my family really, we just learn different things from my grandmother. Like, mm-hmm. and again, like we know like the base knowledge. Like I have the books and stuff from my grandfather, and like her notes and his notes. But like,
it is so cool.
Yeah, it's like every day we still learn shit. Like I don't know even half of it still.
Yeah.
Which again, I'm the shittiest native.
Sorry. Hey, you're talking about it. You're trying to figure it out. And you know, not gonna get it perfect. You know? I mean, there's so much. I mean, there's so much to it. It's so deep, and it goes back so freaking far. Like, I mean, how you can't expect anyone to know anything and everything about it. You know.
Yeah. So anybody listening, just don't give me shit.
Yeah. Don't leave us hate comments. Right? Yeah.
Please don't.
I'm curious. So going back to you said about God, like you don't believe there's a God, it's a creator. Is that?
Yeah.
Tell me about that. I'm interested in hearing.
Yeah.
What you believe?
I mean, shit. So this is what kind of.
And you believe this? Like this is.
I don't know.
Okay. That's
well,
right.
Yes. Like yeah. And this is okay. This actually kind of explains a little bit further because, no hate against anyone who's Mormon on this podcast, but the religion that I think took my grandmother, it was Mormons. So it was, or like the Latter-day Saints. So it was kind of their own boarding schools, which like, I want to say at the time it was with good intent. Like it really was like, you know, they didn't understand what they were doing, to give the benefit of the doubt. But I saw that as, you know, my mom started to grow up, as I started to grow up, like a lot of that Mormonism, I think, kind of like bled into that. So like, sometimes my grandmother will switch from being like, oh yeah, like, you know, you got to believe in God and Jesus, and kind of like that Christian narrative is kind of bled into traditional like Native stories.
What is the tradition? Traditional Native story.
I don't think it's technically like a religion name. So it really is.
I didn't think so, but like what is it? What's like, is there, what do you worship? Is there
so like worship? Yeah, so it's like there we go. So it's like kind of creator, and then there's different gods. It's kind of weird because it's not like, how do I put this? Like it's not like Hinduism, for instance, where there's different gods that represent different things.
Right.
Like it is and it isn't, because it's more just like they have their own space. Like Mother Earth, for instance, it's Earth. It's, you know, it has its own thing. We're just participating in it. We don't have any ownership over it.
We're all just energy. Is that kind
of like, it's kind of this? Yeah, like that's probably the best way to put it. And that's a way that we were taught, was like, yeah, like creator is just who created it. There isn't a name. There isn't a face. There isn't like a specific.
You just believe in like the universe, and kind of, you kind of touched on a little bit earlier, right? It might have been the jewelry.
Yeah,
We were talking about like fending off like negative energy. You might have said negative energy.
Yeah,
it kind of reminds me now of that.
It's kind of earlier. Yeah, that's probably a better way to put it, because it's hard, because there really isn't. I mean, there are, like, for instance, there are like the seven deities. Like there's different factors of that, but then that's like more in like the historical sense that we don't have anything like any tie to it. So like. But then it's hard because, yeah, Mormonism for my grandmother kind of does like bleed into what we believe now. And that's where it's hard to kind of determine what is what. So like, our understanding from what I know now is, yeah, creator created the world, the universe, everything. And then, yeah, like there's like sun god and then the moon, like, and each one have their own, like they're their own person, but not.
Sure. Yeah. 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 Yeah, I get it. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, it's hard to explain.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, and again, it's like going through and trying to figure out what is what, but.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm always fascinated. You know, like I'll say like maybe, I don't know how long ago, but up until maybe I'll say somewhat recent. When I say recent, it could be like a year.
Yeah.
Maybe. Right. Yeah. Probably about a year.
Yeah.
I would say like there was probably like kind of maybe two topics that maybe I would avoid and just not talk about. Like I would say like, hey, I don't really want to talk about like religion or politics.
Yeah.
But like, you know, I'll say like over from my experiences in the last year in general and just anything and everything that's happened to me, good or bad.
Yeah.
I'll say I became, not that I wasn't open to having any type of constructive conversations, but
right.
You know, everybody always says like, that's one thing you just don't talk about. Like, you know, among family, friend, whatever. It's just, you know, politics and religion is always like, you know, touchy subjects, right? You know, but, I've become a little more risky.
Yeah.
Nowadays.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah. With the show.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, I just, you know, when you're having a conversation with a level-headed person, there's nothing wrong with it. You know what I mean?
No,
like it just, I feel like you, and you probably just know this, there's probably certain people in your life that maybe you can't have those conversations. And you sort of just kind of know that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you know, obviously maybe you sort of draw the line somewhere and you have to, you know, kind of sort of figure that out and kind of toe that line. But but as like I said, as of like the last year, I'll say I've sort of got into, I've been more interested in me, you know, to learn about, you know, I mean, everything. Like I'm just, I'll talk about anything and everything pretty much now at this point. And, you know, like I said, even though religion and politics, for the most part, most people like just like, oh, F that. I don't want anything to do with it. And I mean, I do also to a degree, but at the same time, like did we get into an argument and yell at each other over something? Like,
no.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like you just have a normal conversation. Like if you're just like a normal person, like you could do it without like hating each other.
Right.
Even if we don't believe the same thing.
Yeah. And it's hard because it's like, and I think that's, you know, and I think that's the hard thing now too, because it's, I'm at the point, I think, especially in like my life too, like it's just, I do believe in the things that I was taught. And, but at the same time, it's like, like I also, like I was raised Mormon at one point, you know, like I was raised.
Yeah. So you probably, you question a lot of different things.
Yeah.
And that's healthy.
Yeah. And it's like, I don't even know, like, I think like personally, I think that there's something like it's hard to say that there's not.
Right?
Like,
yes.
I don't know. Just like the weird thing, like even just with how Old Man John's came about, like that, whether it was a universe thing or
but the energy brought you together. There was something that connected you. Something.
Yeah, exactly.
I've said this multiple times on the show before. I don't believe in coincidence anymore.
Like
in that story, and I have the chills, not even thinking about it, saying it, but like,
yeah.
Like the story that you told, like of, you know, the whole backstory of Old Man John's, like, that was meant to happen the way that it did.
And that's, and I think.
And I believe that. I think
we're on the same point. Cause like, I think as I've been getting older, I've noticed that more and more too.
Oh my God. I notice it. I feel like almost every day now in my life. It's crazy when you really.
When you like pay attention.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's weird cause even before the show is being recorded last week, because I had clients. So after I lost my one job, I moved to freelance, and just over the past year things have just been chopping, and so it's like I'm losing one client, I lost another, and last week I just lost my last client. And then like that same day that I lost that client, like we went to go and look at our like first store. So like now we're opening a store.
So you're kind of like starting fresh.
So it's kind of like starting fresh, and it's like,
well, you know what's crazy, I'm literally in the same boat.
Really?
I swear to God.
Oh my
I'm
God.
Not even kidding. Well, like the same thing happened to me.
Wait, well, I'm now going to interview you.
What
happened?
Well, some of it I can't really talk about just yet.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I'll say like, I'm in the same boat in the sense of like, same thing. Like there was a lot, lost some clients, but like looking at it now, like I was like devastated at the time.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Just, I'm sure. And you could probably relate to this, right? You were devastated. You're like, oh shit, now what? Oh, my life's over, this or that.
Yeah.
But like really now that, even though it's still very fresh to me too, it's very similar timeline as you just said, but, but now it's like the way I look at it now, it's like, you know what? They were never meant to be here.
Yeah.
And, and like looking back on it, I'm like, fuck, I almost don't even miss that.
Yeah.
I don't even miss it. It's like, and now I'm attracting new clients.
Right.
That like I never would have thought would have came along.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, I believe it was all meant to happen, this way.
Yeah.
I really do believe that. Like, yeah. Even though, like I said, like, even though, like, maybe like a week or so ago, I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck, what am I going to do?
Right.
You know? And you're like, oh, shit. It's like, but it's now I kind of have almost like a clean slate.
Yeah.
And it's like, and I feel, now I feel great about it.
Yeah.
Similar to where kind of like what you just said. It's so weird.
Yeah.
This whole conversation, I mean, this is weird, but yeah. In a good way.
Right.
In a good, this isn't anything bad, but like, the way that this just all went down.
Yeah.
And you were supposed to be here weeks ago and we rescheduled and now you're here now today.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. But
it's like, again, it's like a weird...
It was all brought together. Yes. Yeah. We're both doing the same motion.
Like...
Yes. But I don't know. I believe it. I think we're on the same wavelength here.
Yeah.
We don't know what we're trying to say, but we're trying to say the same thing.
Yeah. Where it's just, I don't know. It's just, it's weird how... how the universe just fucking works.
It is. It is. The last whole year of my life, like there's just been so many things that have happened, good and bad.
Yeah.
Like really bad and also really good.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you know, one week to the next, it's just like, oh, fuck my life. And then next week it's not. You know what I mean? But just between like my mom getting sick, and then I had my own little health scare not long ago and, you know, left my day job and doing this. Like there's just been so many major changes in my life.
Yeah.
And each time there was like a major like change or thing that happened in my life where maybe I'll say like I expected people that I thought would be there and be in my corner and they weren't in my fucking corner.
Yep.
And you know, I just explained this just the other day. I said, I forget when it was. I think it was just, so like the last couple of things that, you know, I'll say health wise in my life, my mom, all that, like family type stuff. It weeded out a lot of people that I thought were here in my corner, right? But at the time I thought like, oh, I got all those people out of my life, that the people that I thought all, no, I didn't think, because I didn't know that they weren't meant to be in my life, right? But then that happened and then I realized, okay, these people are gone. And I thought that was it.
Yeah.
Right? And then another thing happened and I'm like, oh shit. Now that this other thing happened and I'm looking, I just weeded out another group of people.
Yeah.
I just realized, like literally probably last week.
Yeah.
That the first time that, you know, this other shit happened, that was only half the people.
Right.
And now the most recent thing is actually the other half the people.
Yeah.
It's like now I feel like I'm like sort of starting over, but in a good way.
Yeah.
And the people that are still around me and with me and here are the true people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, I thought I got rid of all that negative energy.
Yeah.
But it wasn't up until very recently that I'm like, oh, okay, like there was supposed to be more.
Yeah.
That we're supposed to get out of my life, but I didn't know, or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then shit just happened. And I'm like, oh, okay, now it makes even more sense.
Yeah. See, and it's like, I when Mark and I got married, we saw that like insane amount. Like people who I had my whole life like just became total assholes.
Yeah.
Like just, you know, and I like lost them because of it. And you know, like it was hard to kind of get over that too, which I'm sure that you're feeling that too.
Yeah, it's still very fresh. It's probably very fresh for you too.
Yeah. And it's just like you don't know what to do. And I don't know, like I think what Mark and I kind of have found, like even just like the people who want to be there will be there. And like I was like, one of his best friend's cousins told us that, and I was like, yeah, like that makes sense. But then once these big life monumental things happen, like you really do see who's actually going to be there for you. And it's people that you wouldn't have fucking expected. You thought that people that would be there aren't there. And it's just, again, like
it's always the exact opposite, isn't it?
Yeah, it's weird because it's just
the craziest fucking thing.
And it takes a while to get over too. It's like, and
it's not easy.
Just, no, it's crazy because it really is. Even like with the brand, like we saw people who we didn't expect wanted anything to do with it, like be up my ass about doing things, like old bosses were like my old boss from the job that I lost, like she's like, oh yeah, how can I help? And I'm like, oh shit, okay.
It's so like it's unexpected.
Yeah,
like both good and bad.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
But it really is, like it's just it sucks to see that, but you know, at the same time it's you see your platform for moving forward. Which is like probably the best thing, because you know that at least you can count on them.
Wow, this was I feel like this episode really there's something here.
Yeah,
like this whole thing, it just it's mind-blowing.
It is. Yeah,
it really is.
Yeah.
And you know, like I've said this before, and I know I'm repeating myself now, but like I really believe like the universe brings people and things together at the right time,
exactly
for the right reasons, And sometimes, even though there might be something bad happening
right.
in your life, personally or professionally,
right.
I really think, you know, as much as maybe in the moment, and anyone that's dealing with some shit right now is probably gonna be like, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Like, it's not supposed to be like this. But yeah. like, in the moment, yeah, you're like, oh, fuck, this sucks. My life's yeah. over.
Right.
But really, like, you just gotta get past that. And then once yeah. you're past that, it's like the blinders come off and it's like a wide open road.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's just like,
it's like, fuck. What's that Fight Club quote? Like, once you've lost everything, you're free to do anything. Yeah, it really yeah, yeah. is yes. that. Yeah.
yeah.
And I think it's, this whole brand is literally on, it's on that. And then it's funny, but it's like that, not Kanye West, fuck, Kendrick Lamar lyric of like, if God got us wet, we're going to be all right. It, those two quotes literally yeah. of what created this fucking brand.
Oh my God, I love it. I love it.
It's just, yeah, like, from all of the bullshit, and once everything hits the fan, you really are free to do whatever the fuck you want. So it's nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm like, I feel like I'm talking to myself right now, because like, that's these are the exact thoughts that have been going through my head. And
yeah.
like, same thing, even me with my brand, you know, my brand here is like about almost 5 years right. old. And, a lot of it, like similar to you and your story with this, it's like, it's all my experiences, you know, wrapped into this brand. And,
yeah.
and it's just everything about it, like, and there's still more to come, you know what I mean, like, it's yeah. still, it's still ever evolving, as yeah. I'm sure yours is too, you yeah. know, and like, it's just a culmination of everything.
Yeah.
And it just,
it's weird too, because it's like, once you start putting, and that's what we've realized too, like, once you start putting your energy into something, it really does start to blossom.
It rewards you.
Yeah. And it does. And it's like, and it really is, once you get that like final push, like for me, like, yeah, like losing my last client, I was even like, I don't even know if I want to fucking dip back into photo. Like, I love
you're
it.
Like, fuck it, I'm done with it.
Yeah, and it's like, I knew that narrative my whole entire life. I told everybody that. And like, it was to the point where I was like, I don't even know if that's what I want to fucking do, or if that's just what I've been doing and I was told I was good at.
You thought that's what you were supposed
to do. Yeah, and it was like, I had the same like move to New York, have the full life a dream. And as I got older, I'm like, I don't want to fucking do this. Yeah, like, I hate everybody in this industry. Like, I just, I'm so fucking sick of working with egos and shit. So.
Yeah,
but
but it's good you learn that though.
Yeah,
I think that's what's so important, because I think so many people, I'll say like us,
yeah,
make the mistake of actually just still thinking and staying on that path.
Yeah,
and then they do this for the rest of their life, and then they're 65, 70, retire, and they're like, what the fuck did I do? I regret everything I've done, and like, I wish I would have stopped. I wish I would have did something different. But
right.
like, at least people like me and you, and I hope anyone that's listening could also maybe take away the same, you know, idea or thoughts that we're having from this conversation, is that like, you know, it's you can change your mind and change your life at any point.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with ever taking a step back and reevaluating who's around you or what you're doing personally and professionally.
Right.
And just saying, you know what, I just don't want to do that anymore.
Yeah.
And like, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. And everyone, you know, changing your mind is a strength.
Oh God. Yeah.
And I think so many people look at it as the opposite, like, oh, he's not doing that anymore. Like, you know, like, some people are probably like, oh, he's not doing photography anymore. Like, oh, what's wrong with her?
Yeah.
It's like, no, like, she changed her mind. She's allowed to do that. And good for her.
Yeah.
And fuck what you think.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Exactly.
You know? But yeah, it's just, but again, like, I think, you know, for people like you and I, it's, I'm grateful, and I'm sure you are too, that like, hey, we realized at the young age that we are,
right.
we don't want to do that.
Yeah.
And hey, now we found something else.
Yeah.
And like, maybe this something else may not even be the forever thing either.
Right.
But like, it's still, it's like, it's just evolving. It's just constantly evolving and adapting and just going where your heart is.
Yeah.
And I think that's so important, because I think that that's so lost nowadays.
Yeah. And I think even like, and it's hard because it's like lost because I don't know, like for instance, for photo, I was just told I was good at it. So I did it and like just kept doing it. And I, you know, and like, I don't even think I was like that good at it. Like, I really don't. But like, I was told I was good at it, and then I was like following the same narrative that everybody else was doing, which I think is probably a lot of the problem too, is like people, yeah, like you're told that you're good at something, you're told to live this lifestyle, and again, like have that typical like move to New York City, do all these like, you know,
be that's how corporate. You make it.
Yeah,
that's how you make
exactly.
it.
Yeah. And then it's, yeah, you like talk to someone and you're like, yeah, like if I had like multiple people where I like talk to people and like, oh, I'm not doing photos so much, like I'm a beekeeper now in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, and people are like, oh God, like, are you okay? And I'm like this is the life that I literally chose. Like, I moved out here, like my family is here. And it's just, I think people are so wrapped up into like who they're supposed to be and this idea that they're not even like touching base of what they really want in life. And I think like, yeah, especially these past couple of years, like, I've just seen that more and more, where it's like, yeah, once you start actually, like, feeling, especially anybody who's listening to this, like, if you have a gut feeling that you're not happy in the place that you are and you look really great, chances are you're fucking miserable and not supposed to be there. But, like, yeah, again, if it looks good on paper but you're not happy, then, like, you know, what the fuck is the point of doing that to impress people? What, like, when you're dead? Like, it's just, it's, yeah. Like, I could go.
You hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
Oh, like, my God. Just, we are so much on the same page with that. And you're right. And it's, I live and die by that. It's the gut feeling. And, you know, and you just know. You know when you know.
Exactly.
Yeah. And, you know, again, like you said, like, anyone listening, if they're sitting there right now and questioning anything in their life, and if they have a gut feeling that, like, oh, shit, you know what? I really don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
You're fucking right. Your gut is right. And it's always right.
Yeah.
Let me say it again. Yeah. It's always right.
Always.
Like, always.
You fucking, you know it in your bones. Yes. And it's,
You could literally feel it.
Yeah. You really, that's, I think, a part of this whole situation, too. Is like, you really do, once you quiet your brain just a little bit, whether it's, like, I don't know, fucking running or doing something, like, you know exactly what it is. And
or anxiety.
You like that? Yeah.
Like, I wrote that in there.
Product.
Yeah.
Product placement.
Yeah.
But it really is. Then you really can figure out what the fuck you're doing. Like, it's nuts. You just have to actually trust that you're gonna be able to do it. And again, if it's the universe, if it's God, if it's something, like, you're literally going to be fine. At one point, everything's going to reset. So, like, if you just jump and fucking do it, then it'll be fine. I'm probably telling myself this more than anything else also, but...
Yeah, no, but that's it's good, because, like, you learned. You know. Like, you literally know.
Yeah.
And I know because I've experienced a lot of the same things.
Yeah.
So, before we end, this kept popping in my head a couple different times. Have you seen it's somewhat newer movie. Mm. I think it's called The Beekeeper. I think it's with Jason Statham.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Statham, yeah.
Yes. Oh, thank God you've seen it. I thought about it a couple times, but I didn't feel like it wasn't appropriate the couple times I thought of it to, like, interrupt anything. And I was like, shit, I gotta, like, feel like I have to bring this up. It was a really good movie.
It was did you like it? Yeah, I love Jason Statham.
Okay. So this is actually secretly, you guys are, like, the beekeeper.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, you can't tell our, like, things here. Yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
shit. Yeah. All right, I'm gonna have to cut that out.
Then. Yeah.
No, but so for anyone that hasn't seen that, I think it's Amazon. Is it on Amazon?
Oh, yeah. I think Amazon now.
Yeah, it's your Amazon Netflix, but I'm pretty sure it's Amazon.
Yeah.
We just watched it not long ago, and now I want to watch it again because it was
good.
It was good.
I didn't even know that there was, like, a term beekeep, like, whatever that was. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
yeah.
Spoiler alert, I guess. But, like, yeah.
Fascinating movie, though. I mean, really kind of makes you think.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
I wish there was more beekeeping in it, to be honest. But, like, there's, like, one shot, and I was like, oh, okay. Like, him just doing more bees.
Yeah.
Probably really not in him.
Yeah. But anyway, I don't want to spoil the movie. So, like, if anyone wants to watch it, like, I feel like maybe you're going to come back on the show. We have so much more to talk about, by the way. Like,
I feel like I've done this.
Can you come back next week, too?
Yeah, all right.
you know, because we have to dissect that movie. I mean, there's just so much. I mean, there's just so much. All seriousness, before we end, you know, if anyone is interested in buying your product or just learning more, like, how can they find you? Where they need to go?
So we are, for people who are local, we are opening a store in Lucerne. And that'll probably be in November. I want to say that it's actually open. So we'll see.
Thanks. Awesome.
I'm fucking scared. So we'll see. But otherwise, like, yeah, we have oldmanjohnsapiary.com. We're literally in all of the socials. I try to do the tickety talk. I can't do the TikTok. Mm. I have no idea what the fuck I'm doing. So, anybody that does, hit me up. And then my personal Instagram's at Lakota Gamble, in the case that I do decide to do photo and live my life that way again, which I don't know.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, hey, this was a blast. And thank you again for this.
Yeah,
I'm really stoked about this. My wife's gonna love it as well. So.
Oh yeah. Oh, the pumpkin spice, honey. That's, like, our addition.
She's gonna be all about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
that's our money maker. Yeah.
So any suggestions with any of this here? What do you suggest?
Ooh. Okay. So I've been doing the pumpkin spice as a replacement for syrup in my coffee. Cinnamon honey with butter and toast. Like, it doesn't even have to be ours. Just any cinnamon honey with that is, like, the greatest thing ever. Mm-hmm. And then actually the wildflower I put on avocado toast. And eggs every morning.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, that's like, and a little bit of sprouts too. It's really great. Yeah,
so I'm hungry now.
Yeah.
Well, it is about dinner time, so
there we go.
Yeah, all right, well, on that note, we like I said, there's I feel like this conversation is is going to continue.
Yeah.
There needs to be more. There's just so much. I feel like we only scratched the surface of so many different things. Yeah. And now it's got my mind. I'm gonna be up all night, like, looking up things. Hopefully I don't have nightmares. Hopefully nobody else has nightmares too. No, this was awesome. I really appreciate you taking the time to come in and share all this. And
Thank you for having me.
I know it's a lot of this is really close to your heart. It's, you know, it's your family. It's really deep rooted. And this was great.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm excited. All right. On the Stacks in the Sweat 10 studio. Thanks for joining me. If you want to see more On the Stacks content, subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/onthestackspodcast or search the hashtag On the Stacks on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn.